Israeli police and stone-throwing Palestinians fought today at the religious site that Palestinians call the Haram al-Sharif and Jews call the Temple Mount. Hundreds of Israeli police stormed the mosque compound after stones were thrown at Jews worshiping at the western wall below. The incident followed a ceremony by an Israeli group intent on rebuilding the ancient Jewish temple at the site. At least 10 Palestinians and 15 Israeli police were injured, none of them seriously. NPR's Linda Gratz reports.
Thousands of Jews today throng Judaism's holiest site, the Western Wall, to commemorate the destruction of the first and second temples with fasting and prayer. Early in the day, police blocked a small group of Jewish extremists who tried to march up to the compound which houses the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosques, Islam's third holiest site. The extremists wanted to lay a 4.5-ton stone as the cornerstone for a new Jewish temple. The 30 members of the group called the Temple Mount Faithful were allowed to hold a short ceremony in a parking lot outside the walls of the old city. Ziad Abu Zayad, the Palestinian Authority's Minister for Jerusalem Affairs, was at the Al-Aqsa Mosque this morning. He says Palestinians tried to keep the situation quiet.
All of a sudden, the Israeli soldiers and police and border police and special forces break through inside the areas of the mosque and started shooting rubber bullets, which is actually metal bullets covered with rubber. In my opinion, there is no justification for this very massive, intensive invasion of Al-Aqsa area.
Israel's police chief, Mickey Levy, told Israel Radio the soldiers entered the mosque compound after stones were thrown at Jewish worshippers at the western wall below. The wall had to be evacuated. Levy denied that police fired rubber bullets. Rabbi Shmuel Rabinovich, the rabbi of the Western Wall, says the police should have done more to make sure that Jewish worshippers would not have to be evacuated from the wall. It was shocking, he said, on this holy day, seeing elderly men and women taken away from the Western Wall. It's very painful, he said. The site that Jews call the Temple Mount and Palestinians the Haram al-Sharif is where Israeli-Palestinian violence erupted last September. In the past 10 months, more than 500 Palestinians and 130 Israelis have been killed. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Abu Ziyad says both sides must work together to prevent an escalation of violence.
All of us must be interested in containing this situation and preventing any further escalating. And the presence of the Israeli soldiers and forces inside the area of the mosque is by itself a provocative measure, and I assume that the Israeli police should pull out very quickly.
Israel claims sovereignty over the area of the mosques. Yet since 1967, day-to-day administration has been in the hands of the Waqf, the Muslim Religious Trust. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.